So how long have you been at Monash?
I've been here about two months.
Oh, just yeah. 2 months.
Just 2 months. I went here on Valentine's Day.
When?
Valentine's Day, the 14th February.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, Valentine's Day, about 2.5 months ago. Yeah.
And how long are you staying for?
Two semesters. Like just for 10 months. About 10 months.
And so you're studying in Japan?
After that.
Are you studying in Japan now or?
Now?
Like, are you at university in Japan?
Yeah. I'm actually a fourth year student in Japan.
Okay. Yeah.
But here in Monash, I entered the first year because of my language problem. After I go back to Japan, mm-hmm. I graduated straight away.
Yeah.
Because I finished my degree already.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't need to get credit here in Monash.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
You can just relax.
But it's difficult to relax. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if I don't need to credit, I want to get good marks, you know what I mean? Just my feeling.
Yeah, just for yourself.
Yeah. It's difficult to listen to the lecture and do the essay. This is my first time to write an essay, and of course, speaking in English. That's my first time.
Did you study English in Japan?
When I was in high school.
Right.
It's compulsory subject.
Yeah.
In Japan, we started studying English from junior high school student till high school. It's comparatively 6 years.
Yeah.
And after that, we can choose to continue or not. And I quit because I want to study the economics. And we don't need to study in English.
Yeah.
Economic field in Japan. But I continued to study English by myself because I want to get the job, part-time job in Japan.
Yeah.
I did the lecture tutor in the private school.
Oh, okay.
And I teach English.
Wow.
It was embarrassing, but I taught English to the junior high school student. It's my job.
So what? But when you graduate, you're going to work in economics.
Hopefully, but I'm not sure. Because it's hard for me to find a job next year. Because most of my friends doing job hunting, you know, like during this year, fourth grade, it's a typical thing in Japan. But I spent the fourth year in Monash, so I cannot find a job.
If I
go back to Japan, it's pretty hard to find a job because almost all students, I mean the graduate student, finish doing job hunting.
But if you wait for a bit and then you do job hunting, you do that when they've all stopped.
I can do that. So that's why I'm very I'm trying to study English here because it's my experience, one of my experience. So I want to get a good credit, not good credit, just my English ability. I want to increase my level.
Well, because I think 1 year, that'll be good. That's a good time for.
Yeah.
Yeah, English. Do you find it a bit tiring speaking English?
Yeah, sometimes. Tiring. Kind of frustrating.
Yes.
Not tiring.
Just frustrating. And whereabouts do you live here? Do you stay with a family or?
So here?
In Australia.
Okay.
Where do you live with other Japanese people? Or?
I live in the halls of residence. So
okay.
I live alone.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. But I have some Japanese students in halls.
Mm-hmm.
And we share the grocery or we cook together.
Oh, so you can cook your own meals in the halls?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Every night, yeah.
Yep. And do you speak to many of the other students in the halls?
In the halls, I speak Japanese most of the
time. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's difficult to communicate with the neighbor.
Mm.
Yeah, just say hello and how are you doing?
Yep.
I'm fine, that's all.
Mm.
Yeah, it's pretty difficult to find a real friend in the halls. Because interests are different.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
It's more easier to find that friends in class or other activities like club.
Mm. Have you joined any of the clubs?
Not really, but I go to the dancing off campus.
Mm-hmm.
I met some of the friends there. Yeah.
And which subjects are you studying at Monash?
I'm studying art,
mm-hmm.
like in linguistics, and contemporary Australia, and English in use.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love the linguistics best. Yeah.
Had you studied linguistics before, or
no,
was this the first time?
No, my first time, because I'm an economic student in my country.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to continue to study the economics in Monash. But they didn't allow me to enter because my English level is not enough to enter the economic department.
Yeah.
So I choose the linguistics.
Yeah.
Linguistics is also difficult.
Yeah.
But I don't know the criteria, but they didn't allow me to enter. That's the reason to choose linguistics.
Yeah.
But linguistics is fantastic. It's very interesting.
Mm. And do you think studying linguistics, do you think that helps you with your English at all, or?
Yeah, of course.
Mm.
Not only my English, but also my thinking.
Yeah.
The cultural study, it's more cultural study, not linguistics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The subject name is intercultural communication. We compare the different culture and how to use language in a particular situation, the same situation, like greetings and essay.
So you see how it varies across cultures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why it's very interesting. And the students come from the different place, like German, there's a German student and Japanese student, Korean student. Yeah. And they have their own opinion. And it's interesting to hear that. Opinion.
No, that's good. That's what makes a good tutorial, when people have an opinion and they discuss things. Because in Japan, and you have tutorials, do you?
No.
You don't? Do you just have
just
lectures?
Big lecture.
Wow.
That's
and then
it.
Exams.
Yeah. And the student is, I think, most 99% is Japanese students.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, here. I think, I don't know if especially Monash, but yeah, there are lots of different nationalities at Monash.
I was very shocked about it.
Yeah. I think all of Melbourne's like that. Anyway,
when I came here, I think Australian is blue eye, blonde, and white skin.
Yep.
That's my thinking.
Yeah, that was your idea.
Idea. To the Australian people, but I was shocked. The black skin, they call themselves, I'm Australian, and the Chinese and sometimes Japanese, looking like Japanese people, and they said I'm Australian.
Yeah, especially if they were born here.
Yeah.
You know, their parents might have come from another country, but people born here, they have an Australian accent too, even though they might look like they come from a different country, but the sound Australian.
Mm.
Yeah, that's the way Australia's
changing.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, in Japan, the the people call themselves Japanese. That mm-hmm. mean the black hair and yellow skin and yeah. look like me.
Yep. Yeah. But some countries are more like that. They have just more of one particular sort of race. Mm. Whereas other countries, mm-hmm. yeah, have a much bigger mixture.
Yeah.
So you don't have any tutorials at Japanese universities then?
No.
So how do you get to discuss things? Do you...
We never discuss.
You don't discuss. You just learn and remember.
That's why I have difficulty here in Australia. Mm. Two difficulties. One is language, one is the thinking. Like,
yeah.
How do you discuss? How should I do when I have to... Discussing.
Mm.
Discuss. Yep.
Yeah, when you're having it, how do you have a discussion?
Yeah. If I was asked some kind, like, how do you think about it? Mm. Or, I can't tell anything.
That's amazing. But is yeah. that, what about in arts in Japan? Like, if you were, do you know, like, if you were learning English in Japan at university, would
just
you have
grammar?
So it would be someone just talking to you? Or would you have classes where you could speak, though?
I'm not in the practice? English department, so I have no idea. But
you don't know.
But I think every student, first year student, has to take the English class.
Mm-hmm.
But there, we just read the difficult article and memorize vocabulary.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know a lot of vocabulary, I think.
I just have to express it. Because often I find Japanese people, they might have, yeah, very good written English.
Hmm.
And, you know, or it's good when it's written. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, some. But, yeah, when they speak.
But much, better than speaking, yeah.
Yes, yeah,
like
much better.
Right, yeah.
It's like they haven't had much practice at speaking or, yeah.
We never practice speaking in class. Never, even in high school and junior high school. It's just, hello.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
And how do you do?
Yeah.
But here, nobody said how do you do
no,
to me.
No, don't.
And I was very shocked.
Yeah. Oh, because I know, like, language classes here, you always have at least 1 hour a week where you're just speaking.
Mm-hmm.
The class is just for students to speak, you know, an oral class, and then have 1 hour of grammar class and 1 hour of culture or literature class. Or they have, you know, all the different aspects of that language and culture are dealt with in different classes.
For us, learning English is like memorizing vocabulary. And I'm never studied about the cultural expectation. Like,
wow,
yeah.
That's really interesting.
Why do they tell me, like, how do you do, or how are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or why don't they say?
Just we think it was kind of formula. How do you do?
Yeah.
And I'm okay, and you, and I'm okay, thank you. Goodbye. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if Austrian people don't follow that formula, we feel uneasy, like, oh, what's going on?
Yeah.
Why do they answer my question? Why don't they answer my question? Mm. Or what are you going to say? I have no idea. That's fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's difficult to adjust their way.
Yeah, to the new expectations, or change their expectations. Because some of my friends worked in Japan and they taught English, but in private language schools, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So they spoke. So there were lots of people going there to learn English with native speakers.
To pay lots of money.
Do you?
Yeah. If I want to really learn speaking, study speaking, I have to pay lots of money to the kind of private tutor or private school.
Yeah.
So that's why I come in here.
Yeah, it's probably cheaper.
Easier.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's good to be
in. Because my university paid all my tuition. I don't have to pay at all for my tuition, just airline ticket.
Yeah, that's great.
And living.
And living
for
expenses.
Living expenses.
Yep.
Yep.
That's really good. But you said, so you've done three years of your degree in Japan, and this is your fourth year, but this doesn't count. The credits don't count.
Yeah, because I studied hard to finish just in 3 years.
Ah, I see.
We always take 4 years to finish degree, so normal.
Mm.
But I want to go abroad and study.
Yeah.
So I plan to study hard in just 3 years
and
finish credit.
Mm.
And here I can relax.
Yeah, have a break.
Yeah. It's not great, but every day is
have a different
journey. Like riding is just coaster.
Yeah, definitely.
Sometimes very easy and happy, but sometimes very scary and right. It continues every day and it cannot stop.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's quite soon, finish.
Yes, soon. It's going quickly. The time's passing quickly. Imagine.
Have you ever gone abroad and study by yourself?
Yeah, I haven't always studied, but I studied for 2 months in France once.
Could you speak French at that time?
Yeah, okay. I could already, so it wasn't too difficult, and because it was like a school for international students, there were no French people there apart from the teachers, and a lot of the other people, they spoke English, so we spoke French in the class, but then afterwards we'd all speak English.
Yeah. How did you run your French in Australia?
How did I find friends here?
No, how did you learn French? Your French?
I'll learn.
Yeah, because for me it's strange to be able to speak in French in Australia. Australia.
It's not easy. Well, we learned it at school and then at university, but because it's a bit tricky. There aren't many people to practice with because there aren't many French people here. And also I learnt German, and the same thing. There are a few more Germans here than French, but not many.
Mm.
Whereas if you speak, we call them community languages. So if you speak Russian or Vietnamese or Greek or Turkish or Croatian, or there are lots of those communities living here.
Yeah.
And like my neighbours are Greek, and those ones are Polish, and those ones are Russian.
It's a nice place to learn other languages.
Yeah. Well, some languages are very easy to learn, I think, and you can hear them and you can practice
very
them.
Very similar to your language.
No, they're not similar, but it's just that there are so many people from those countries that live here. There's French and German.
Have some chance to speak.
Yeah, you get more exposure. Mm-hmm. Like, every time I go up the street, I hear people speaking in Russian.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there are Russian shops, you know, where if I knew more Russian, I could speak to them and I would, you know, I'd hear it a lot more. Whereas, French... you can watch TV and listen to the radio, but there's not much, so you don't get much exposure.
Oh.
So it's kind of hard. That's why you feel you want to go there.
Mm.
You want to go to France.
Yeah,
and, like you coming here. Yeah, you coming here for English. But if I wanted to learn Russian, I wouldn't go to Russia. I'd just knock on my neighbour's door
and
speak with my neighbours. Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be very easy, I think.
Mm.
So, yeah, but it is hard. It's frustrating.
Yeah, sometimes. Because I want to say something that I want to really say. You know, I cannot say what I really want to say.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, yeah.
You have to say
they
a very
know
simple,
my meaning, what I want to do. They know what I want to do, but they don't understand what I want to say.
Mm.
And exactly what I want to say.
in those words. They don't know
in
the exact
words
that you wanted to say.
So, for me, it's very difficult to make friends. Real friend, I mean.
Yeah. Cause
to express myself.
Yeah.
My character.
Yeah, that's right. But, yeah, it's... But you'll learn more as you go. It gets easier. At least you know... Yeah, it's just that phase that you have to go through to get better, and then once you get better, it's easier and you can speak more to people.
But it's too difficult to understand what the people talking about between an Australian student and Australian student.
Oh, right.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
If they speak to me, I can't understand. But, for example, discussion, it's really hard to join that kind of that discussion. I have an opinion, but I have no idea what they're talking about and what they want me to talk and to
tell. That's hard too.
Yeah.
And again, do you find, like, do you watch TV here? Do you get to watch TV?
No.
Because
I don't have TV, so.
Because TV can be good.
Okay.
Just for listening, I think.
Yeah.
Because it just exposes you to more speaking and you get to hear the rhythms of the speaking. And
listen. And they sometimes use slang.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, slang is not bad word, just...
Just slang words that maybe you don't...
Yeah.
Not like, how do you do?
How do you do? Yeah. They never say, how do you do? But I feel I get accustomed to, get used to the way in Australia. Yeah. For example, greetings. I couldn't just say, how you doing, or hi, hello.
You couldn't?
I couldn't.
But you can now?
Yeah.
You're getting used to it.
Be natural. Compared to the before. Compared to 1 month ago.
Yeah. Well, it's good.
And I teach... Now I'm teaching Japanese to the Australian students.
At Monash, or...?
Yeah, Monash.
Oh, that's good.
It's not a job, just... conversation for exchange.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Not exchange, I think. But if I have to teach English to the Austrian student, I have to use my English.
Yeah.
And it's good exercise for me.
Yeah.
I just teach Japanese to them, to him, but he doesn't teach me English, but sometimes pronunciation, they correct my pronunciation, but it's still a good exercise for me, because I have to use English.
Yeah, that's it, that's the best situation.
To teach,
But why don't you do some language exchange where you speak with them for 1 hour in Japanese, and then they speak with you for 1 hour in English?
But we don't do that. Just as a friend, yeah.
Because I know when I had I found a German person and she wanted to practice her English and I wanted to practice my German. So we'd meet up every week or so and for 1 hour we just spoke in German and then we'd go, right, and then we'd swap.
That's a good idea, but for us, just like friendship
yeah, that's true.
And then he doesn't speak Japanese at all. I mean, just very low level. That's okay
level.
For me. Every time we meet we speak in English and a little bit Japanese words. So it's fun. And I find it interesting. Interesting way in Japanese.
Yeah.
Because Japanese is very difficult language, I found here in Monash.
Japanese is.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to teach.
Because
I know everything, but I cannot explain everything.
Yeah. No, that's
So it's totally different. English and Japanese, it has no similarity.
Yeah, I've heard that. But also, if you're explaining to someone, you have to understand the grammar and you have to know. Because even I started teaching people English, but at first I didn't know anything about English grammar, or I knew the right answer, but I couldn't explain why. So I had to look at English grammar books and then I learnt the rules and then I could tell them.
Yeah.
But often you don't know much about your own language. You know more about the structure of another language.
I think I know a lot about the grammar in English.
Yeah, sounds like you would.
Yeah, because I was a teacher.
Yeah,
I was in Japan. But I don't know about the English, Japanese grammar. Yeah, I know Japanese grammar, but it's different to teach.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
you have to be very clear when you explain.
There's different rules.
Yeah.
In Australia to teach to the non-native speaking.
There's that too, isn't there?
And I have no idea about that kind of rule. But it's also a good experience for me.
No, that's good.
I think I enjoy it a lot. But my essay or my exam was not good.
That's all right. At least
it was shocking.
Yeah.
Just pass.
Yeah. But at least you know you can get better though. That's good. Oh. Well. Maybe should we finish there for now?
I wouldn't finish. She said just 5 minutes or so.
That should be long enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, because...
Finish.
I might go and get some food.
You're hungry.
So hungry, yeah. Didn't have my lunch today.
Do you study here in Monash?
Yeah, I'm doing a PhD.
Oh, okay. What is research?
Research. I'm doing sort of English... But literature, so it's literature and French, some French writers, and
how many languages do you speak? Russian and German?
Just three. French and English, and then German. I studied for quite a long time, but I haven't spoken German for quite a few years now, so it's kind of got a bit rusty. It's a bit out of use, but yeah, it's good. I'd like to learn more languages, but at the moment I'm busy studying. But when I finish, I'd like to learn some more languages. Well, things like Russian, I'd like to learn Russian because it interests me, and also because it would be easy to practice and it would be useful, you know, to talk to all the people in my street.
Is it very useful to speak a lot of languages in Australia?
It can be. But it depends which languages.
Okay.
It's very important which language you speak, because, like, if you speak Greek or Vietnamese, you know, you could do translating work or interpreting work or things like that.
Oh, Japanese. I was very astonished that so many people want to learn Japanese language.
Yeah.
They have the Japanese department here.
No, lots of people want to learn it. I think it can be useful in business. And if you're like a lawyer and you speak Japanese, or you know, that's a really good, it's a big advantage.
Yeah.
I mean,
because Japanese is a very tiny island.
I have no idea why
so many people want to learn.
Yeah, but they have, you know, Japan has a big business presence, a big corporate presence, and lots of Japanese tourists come here. So Japanese is good for tourism.
Yeah.
And I think also. Yeah, because not many Japanese speak sort of fluent English.
Yeah.
If Australian people speak Japanese, it's very useful. Whereas lots of German people, for example, they seem to speak quite good English, so you don't really need to know German to speak to them. So Yeah, so languages are very useful here, but just depends what language, which language, and in which area you work. You know, it's
in Japan,
contingent.
English is the best as a second language.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think few people can speak very well.
So if you can speak it really well, then that's a good asset, you know, for a job
asset.
Or...
Yeah.
I know, it's very useful.
But I don't think I can speak very fluently just in a year.
Yeah, but
I can communicate, but it's not professional.
Yeah, but there's a lot that you learn by being in a country. Like, you learn to hear and understand a lot more. I think that's a really good...
Yeah.
That's a really positive benefit. So even if you might not know, you know, business English or things like that, the fact that you can understand and that you can maybe speak more quickly or with the right greetings or whatever, you know, not how do you
show
do it, but,
opinion.
You know, that's really useful because you can learn the business English or whatever from a book when you go back. You don't need to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think...
Yeah.
You know, you learn a lot of things.
Not only in language, but the culture.
Yeah,
I met a lot of people here, like from Asian countries, like Korea and Chinese.
Yeah.
And I think I thought the Asian is all Asian is same, but it's not.
No, no, it's very different.
Very different.
Yeah.
Yeah. For example, Chinese, the Chinese in China.
Yeah.
And Chinese in Hong Kong and for example Malaysia.
Yeah.
It's totally different.
That's it. They're all different in the different contexts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Chinese and Japanese is a little bit similar but different. They are more direct.
Are they?
Yeah.
So I don't know many Chinese. But
I met a lot of Chinese. Yeah, 4, 5, 6 people from China. And they are so, direct to the point. But that kind of thinking is very normal for them.
Yeah.
But it's not, it's not, the, how do you say, comfortable for us sometimes.
Yeah.
But it's just a different thinking.
Yeah, I know.
And I noticed that.
Yeah, you
but
have
I
to put them
notice,
in that context.
So I heard a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, until you realise that it's not being rude, it's just them.
Yeah.
It's just cultural. Oh, that's true.
So I had a good experience and bad experience, but everything is... It's gonna be good experience.
Yeah, that's
for me.
Good. Yeah, no, that's a good way to say it.
Yeah,
positive way to think about it.
Mm.
Yeah, every experience is a good experience.
Yeah,
yeah. That's true.
Where?
Well, we'll go and get. We have to go and get her. Yeah. So we'll go and we can say bye bye.
Bye bye.
Yeah. Hey.
Look at the glasses.
Oh,
I'll take them back. She's in the graduate centre, so... Stimulated recall with Meg, 2nd of May 2001.
Stimulated recall with Meg, 2nd of